All right, you know what day it is, you know what time it is. Oh my goodness, it's Mission Possible Radio Hour. I told you. It's July 20th. July 20th, 1993. Or is it 15 years later that I sit here on this BBSradio.com getting ready to give it to you, America, so that you remember exactly where and what is happening. You know, I'll take you back to one of my favorite times when the man was speaking. It's a favorite time because he was speaking and banking was being done and they were rearming and everything. But I want you to understand something. We're going to be talking tonight about false flag operations. We're going to be talking about good old boys, OSS, CIA, NSA, reorganization. We're going to be talking about where all the money went. We're going to be talking about the dead bodies. They know where all the money went because that's why they're dead, so they can't speak. And the accounts go on. Something's going on when the first family, and I mean the first family ever to rob and pillage and thieve and be, oh man, so many indictments, so much coming down and still holding on to the office, getting ready to pass it off to one of the other contenders. This is all doing. Like I said, here's a quote from one of the people that I know is very visible. And if people had listened to what he was saying, they may have stopped him. And maybe if we listen to what these people are saying, we'll be able to stop him. Now, you're listening to Mission Possible Radio Hour. I am the boss, RJ. And this is coming live. And it will be archived. Oh, isn't that nice? In the big lie. Quote. In the big lie, there is always a certain force of credibility because the broad masses of a nation are always more easily corrupted in a deeper strata of their emotional nature than consciously or voluntarily. And thus, in the primitive simplicity of their minds, they more readily fall victims to the big lie than the small lie. Since they themselves often tell small lies in little matters, but would be ashamed to resort to large-scale falsehoods, it would never come into their heads to fabricate colossal untruths, and they would not believe that others could have the impudence to distort the truth so infamously. Adolf Hitler. What is he saying? Well, let me tell you something. The very thinking that this man had is the thinking that has gone on that's made this country go bad. This is the thinking that transfers intelligence from one generation to another, spending all of our resources covering up their fathers. Faux pas. What type of faux pas are we talking about in a generation that can't loose themselves from these Russell and Bushes and Clintons and all of these sons of bankers and lawyers that keep on playing the game and reinventing this here train? And I told you a long time ago, Mission Possible listeners, just because a fool get on board this train don't mean it's going to go in a different direction. And if you really do it, if you just do it, I don't know how many of you want to do it. I'm trying to do it until they come to get me, and then they do it. But each time we know there are people who have to say these things because they're a matter of record. They're in the justice. They are getting into these offices and rifling the files and changing. This software that they are using is pervasive, it is evasive and invasive, and it is in everybody's business. And now they've been given a blank carte blanche, do as you please, that's all, just bring the country down to its knees. Why? Because there was a time when we interrupted. Oh, for a minute, they got caught. Now, when you look at it historically, you say, what are you talking about? Well, I'm talking about the Bushes being in business with the Harrimans, starting with the Walkers, going all the way back. It's all a matter of public record. But somehow or another, they seem to be immune. Somehow or another, like I said last week, we're talking about money here. money that's been stolen, money that has been sent to other countries, software that is used against us, for us, back doors. No one is safe. They don't want you to know these things. That's why so many people die. Why no journalists want to deal with it. I can say all these things, you can go, But you have to really understand something, folks. You have to understand black propaganda. You have to understand how they lie. It is so sophisticated. It's kind of like, you know, Obama, he talking about when he get in, he's going to use things like actionable intelligence. Does anybody really understand what that means? It means jumping to conclusions. That's what it means. It means taking one little piece of information and then making a big conclusion. These are the kind of things that could be done. These are the kind of things that could be done even to something like this here show or BBSRadio.com. I'm telling you, this Justice Department, there is no justice. And the way you read it seems like it's all stacked in there. And when did we see this again before? This game been going on. I thought I might just bring you up to date. You know, after you say something like that, when you say something like that, Adolf Hitler, and you have so many people that are following you, so many people here in the United States that are following you. I mean, you know, we had a fascist president in Hoover. You know what I'm saying? If you really look at it, he brings on the depression, manipulation of the stock market. It's all happening again. Right now, everything is cold. The world is buying gold. America sold its soul and its gold. It's believing in the paper and the stock market. So the boss just has to be out here saying, now I hope you're not overextended in all that phony money, them blips and beeps on the computer screen, because the promise software I told you about last week, and for those of you who may not have heard last week's show, go into the BBS archives and just get last week's show. You know what day it is, you know what time it is, and even if you don't, just listen to those shows. They're going to give you some clues, because we've left them there for you. And like I said, BBS Radio doesn't lose data. You know, today is the anniversary of the founding, and I say founding and finding of Vincent Foster. This is going back 15 years, you know. He's another man who lays in a grave with a lot to say even today as to where your money is going and who these people are that are getting ready to vie for the office and what parties are vying for the office. See, they're both dirty. They're so dirty you can just look at it. Just go on in and do your homework. Can't make it up when it comes to the House Judiciary Committee. You can't make it up when you come into congressional records. You can take them out if people aren't aware, but if you're on the story, then you can see the glory. And when you see the glory, you can see the gore, but you have to go through it all. It's like treading through the path of the slaughtered, like it says in that there anthem that is sung. But anyhow, Vince Foster, top White House official, boy, childhood friend of Bill Clinton. Everybody knows that he was found dead in Fort Macy, Marcy Park in July of 1993. Now, the official story is that he had been depressed and shot himself. So far, there is no evidence that he was murdered. This is what was said then. But there is convincing evidence that the body was moved. So, this has to be the most interesting suicide ever to come down the pikes. Again, let me tell you something. This is just like Rice Starkwater. Everything, nothing can make sense. The fact that you can dump a body somewhere and then try to convince everybody, forensics, everybody. But what happened was is that the investigation was not done. Nobody cared that this number three person at the Justice Department had just committed suicide and that, you know, they didn't even go out there. They just sent the park police and they botched it up so bad that they had the credibility. And what they did was they cleaned out in the time that they was waiting. Now, who is these days that I'm talking about for those of you who have lapse of memory? Vince Foster was in a Clintonian society. He had grown up in a Clintonian society. He had worked with Hillary Clinton on Rose Firm. And it all has to do with billing and clients. And it has to do with connections to banks and to who these banks were connected to. This is what the story is all about. And I can understand why the journalists don't want to handle it. It's hot. It's really hot. It's so hot. You know, you read it and you go, I can't believe that they can't do nothing about it, but they can. It's too hot. These guys like to kill. You know what I'm saying? And Vince, he knew that too. I want to tell you something. You know, just a couple years in May, Now, this is right before everything is getting ready to blow. So, you know, people say that he was worried. I'd be worried. I'd be worried, too, if I looked up after all this time and someone was saying to me, you know, somebody's going to have to go down for this. And it can't be the president. And it certainly can't be the first lady. And we can't have the attorney general going down. So we're going to sacrifice you before we have to sacrifice Webster, because we like him better than you. The other thing is that when Vincent saw that these things were happening, he was getting ready to prepare, because he said this, and this is what got him killed. Because after they asked him to cover up, and after Clinton asked him, begged him, whatever, as a friend, please do this for me, make it go away. You know, Vincent started thinking about this. He said, you know, this isn't Arkansas we're talking about here. This here is the United States of American government. Same difference. We got the backing of the Republicans. They so dirty in this. They got their hands. They all cheering for you, too. You don't have to worry about it. Just handle this for them. He said, I can't handle this for you. This is about overbilling and clients and Arabians and Saudi Arabians and software and all kinds of things. I just can't. You know, this just goes too deep, Bill. And when that man refused Hillary and Bill to do this work, they had to get somebody else. And, of course, that's a matter of history as to who handled it. But, you know, they start making the whole thing go the way it go. And when it went, it went. And it ended up with a dead body in a park. And nobody can. Suicide, too. Strangest suicide. No blood on the site where it happened. There's blood somewhere there, but who put it there and why it got there, but they didn't do it. I want to read something to you so you understand. This is what Vince Foster said, and this is why red-blooded Americans fear to come to a head with these people. But when they do, they know they get what they know they deserve, because you can't be so close to all of this and not be dirty. It's just that you want to clean, you want to redeem yourself, and that's when they say, uh-uh, there's no getting out of this. We're talking about the Dixie Mafia. You understand? We're talking about the Dixie Mafia. Obama getting ready maybe to choose a nun for vice president, or maybe he'll choose the word that they'll be using when he go off. Bye. That's Indiana, Jonestown. That just comes up. I just look, oh, my goodness, and he's a son of a politician, too, and it's Indiana wants me. Lord, I can't go back there, and I don't want it in the White House. So let me get to it. Oh, and on the other side, what do we got? We got Mitt Romney, son of a Michigan, oh, man. Mormon-type individual, don't make it no bad person, but it's a military kind of organization, and they got all the files on us and everything. Well, imagine if you let these people into the House, but they don't need to get into the White House. They like to, because that makes it official. You know, that just makes it official. But they in all our business. They in all our business. And now, with the permission of Congress, they can take that promise software and they can begin. I mean, you don't even have a clue as to what this software can do. And I know that a lot of people out there that understand computers, understand back doors, you know, and understand that they can go in and no matter how many secret codes, no matter how many whatevers you put on the front door, they got a key to the back door. And they can come in there and they can look and they can see. Don't you understand that this here software that they are still selling and is out there, and even after Danny's dead, after Foster's dead, we talking Danny Casolaro in 1991, he was on to it. Then you got Vince Foster coming up dead in July, and then boom, 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 more people start falling. But what you got to understand is this is all have to do about this inslaw. And people go, oh, well, you know, that might be old. I said, no, it's still going on today, even as of 2001. They so scared. How you think how all these systems and computer systems were shut down to make it look like it was normal? Everything was normal because that computer can suck data. That computer can fool you. It can give you a digital reality, they call it. They call it a digital hocus-pocus type thing. And the people say that it is so simple to use, it's just so simple that you could subvert a whole entire system of people. Networking into aviation, all into banking, all into the military, blaming it on other people. This is how the false flag and the black propaganda all work. Vince Foster said just a little bit before he passed on, in May of 1993, he gave the commencement address at his University of Arkansas Law. Maybe it was there that they resolved to have to say, oh, no, we just going to have to get rid of him because he ain't playing the game. Now, I told this man all my life, I told him, don't worry, we are like, you know, this, we just can't be prosecuted. This is guaranteed. Just do this. But in order for Spencer Foster to do this, you know, he had to give up all kinds of things. And what they didn't want him doing was giving up all them secret codes for them bank accounts that he had, that he was in charge of the money. And when you think about Vince Foster, you can't not think about Ron Brown. Oh, yeah, now there's one that fell down out of his airplane in Croatia, where they blowed it up, supposedly, but they found a bullet hole in his head. Can't explain that. In a rigor mortis, sitting in his, not even sitting in his chair, frozen, with his tie around his neck and his pants down around his ankles. Oh, these guys have a sense of humor. I done told you that already. The official story is that he was depressed and shot himself. But years later, we know different because when you put it to, and a man says this, quote, the reputation you develop for intellectual and ethical integrity will be your greatest asset or your worst enemy. You will be judged by your judgment. There is no victory, no advantage, no fee, no favor, which is worth even a blemish on your reputation for intellect and integrity. Dents to your reputation are irreparable. Unquote. Now, I don't know about you, but if the number three man in the Justice Department thought like that, oh, my goodness. Let's see, he can't think like that. See, he ain't no Superman. And to tell all those university law students that were graduating in 93 to not dent, to make their judgments on their own, is to say you'll get no fees, you'll get no favors, and you'll have no blemishes, but you won't have no reputation and you won't have no job. That's why there's no Justice Department any longer. That is why it's almost ludicrous to be talking about being a lawyer. You know, this case, this thing, this reason that I speak is all because it's in the news. The money and where it goes and the pressures, this all goes and it just winds itself around our Justice Department. So, you know, for all of you out there, the boss is telling you now, be careful you start railing and whining about where your rights went to. When it was important for you to pay attention to Iran-Contra, what was you doing? When it was important for you to hear President Bush telling you all that you had to bail out these banks and the BCCI scandal and to do it all and all these Arabs and Pakistanis and all these people that they was doing business with. What was you doing? What was you doing when he told us we would have to bail out these things? What was you doing when Inslaw was happening? What was you doing when Neil Bush was making all that money defaulting on all those loans? And what were you doing when Jeb Bush was defaulting on his loans? And what were you doing when their staff was counting the votes for their daddy? What were you doing? What was the world doing? I don't know. I was out here in the middle of whatever. But I don't know. I was out there in the front street. I don't know where y'all was, but I hope you catch up soon. Because it's all but lonely out here when you're trying to tell a story about some people. And it's really incredible because Vincent Foster is a murder victim, not a suicide victim. And if it is a suicide, then it is the most incredible. It's like I said, the magic bullet. So stop there. Type Vincent Foster. Do yourself a favor. Do your homework. See these people. See why he had to die. Because this would all go back. You know, if Larry Nichols had the courage to come on a show and tell the truth, we would see that it all works. If you want to go back to the Arkansas Refinance Corporation, if you want to look at these people, and they don't mind, I call them Dixiecrats. And now that the old boys are gone, they're putting in their own kind, and they just running on over. I don't know where the United States of America begins and where it ends. It may be in everybody's mind, for all I know. It doesn't seem to bother anybody. I mean, we've had these. I started my show in 2007, and I was dealing with something that happened back in 1972, 35 years ago, you know, which 36 now. We know that they spend an awful lot of money doing these black ops and doing these things. They can't use the tax. They can't go to Congress and say, oh, could you give me some money because I want to go spoil somebody else's good time at a presidential election because we want Mr. Nixon to win and we want this one to win. So could we have some money because they'll find it possible. I know you would give it to me because we're in power, you know, but no, they go get their money in different ways and they have help. And all I can say is that every time I look in history and every time I do it, I get a, so there you are, Mr. Bush. There you are in the middle of it. How could you not? There's your daddy. There's your granddaddy. There's your whatever. There's your bonesman. Even down to fixing that election for your son. That was just so clever. Y'all got together. Have Thanksgiving. Made sure, yo. I mean, they had to fix it. Had to fix it. And then it was for Kerry to savor the moment, you know, and make them sweat. Make them sweat. And then finally send him his congratulations with a little tag that says, you owe me. You owe me big time. And this is the way it goes, America. You all think you have some kind of system of democracy going. If we export this kind of democracy to the rest of the world, the rest of the world is going to just say, uh-uh. Because you know what? You got to look at that Neil. He's pretty smart, that Neil Bush. He's very heavily invested in China. See, they can't lose. They're heavily invested in the enemy. That's the way it goes. They invested in the enemy. And like Aristotle and NASA says, it don't matter whether you go democratic or worldwide communist, I'm still going to make money. I'm still going to have power. I'm still going to be in charge. Now, I've been doing my homework because I've been like, where's all this money coming from that Obama getting? And where's it coming from? And oh, my goodness, I come up with some place in Canada where he gets some money. I know he getting some money from Canada because the Bronfman family likes him. Now all you have to do is type in B-R-O-N-F-M-A-N, Bronfman, and then check out the family that's behind Barack Obama. Now, the Bronfman black ship became the Bank of Montreal. So let's start with the bank. And then they bought up, supposedly, the Harris Bank of Chicago, which was owned by the Peter Fitzgerald family. Now, Fitzgerald was elected U.S. Senator from Illinois in 1998, and they say that his bank money laundering alibis and cover-ups were quite known in the Senate. And that's because the Senate has a Judiciary Committee. And you remember they had that whole thing with the Olympics and the briberies, you know? That all come about so that it would kind of take a lot of the juice out of them wanting to go after Clinton. And it was there that in bringing those things up with the Republicans that they was able to then, you know, Orrin Hatch, go check him out, Republican from Utah, you know, go check him out. It all comes around this way. Whenever they get too close to the money and to the man with the money, they gotta get, ooh, look at this. Here's a mass murder over here for you. Oh, look over here. We started a war, you know. I mean, the whole Iraqi war came about because it was getting ready to be put out that the Bushes was, stealing money. Wasn't paying their debts. Now here it is, 1988. And you can't, your daddy's running for president. And the boss says it's not good politics to have your sons up on charges or have anybody saying that they done stole unimaginably on loans given to them and to their companies. And that they would then put money into their daddy's campaign, $100,000 worth. You can't have people talking about that stuff when he has ambitions to become the first real bona fide Central Intelligence Service man. You know, between, it all goes right up to the White House. Intelligence, intelligence, intelligence. Now, how smart is that? And now, you know, all these people want to tell you, oh, you got Jeff Rentz, you got all these people. Where were they? They were working regular jobs until they woke up. Well, I'm happy they woke up. But they still ain't telling the story. Why? Because they want to live. You know, Michael Herzog, he knows what it's like to be under the fire. He knows how. You see, they, this software can track multiple amounts of people at one time. Know when you're turning on your electricity. Know when you're turning on the water. Going to your ATM. Getting in your car. Buying gas. Going on a trip. Getting ready to plan a trip. This stuff gets so good that if you're not careful, they can even see you in your house. Makes Big Brother look pretty, pretty real, doesn't it, folks? And now they got their permission to do this. Now, who are they looking for? They looking for anybody that's telling the story. They looking for anybody that knows any part of this story. This is who they ready to rub out, you know, or ignore or ridicule or lock away, and it'll be just like Night in the Fog, you know, back in Nazi, where you just get a knock on the door and they say, come with us. You can't do this no more. You can't say these things. I know it's the truth, but you can't say it. No, you can't say it. There ain't time for you to know. And off I go. And there's no more Mission Impossible radio show. I'm all right with it because then I proved my point. Well, I'm 56. I could live a little longer if I wanted to, but heck, do I want to live in a society where everybody sticks their heads in the ground and pretends that it ain't going on and keeps on paying for the show? And when they're ready, they're going to kick us. They're going to kick us so hard, we're going to wonder what happens, and we're going to find out who really, really, really is in charge. But I already know who's in charge. That's why I can sit here and talk to you like this, because this stuff just don't bother me. I watch it. I watch it, and I go, oh, look at there. Out of the frying pan, into the fire. Here comes Janet Reno. Dun, 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 dun. From where? Dade, Florida. You see, this Florida thing, you got to look at it, folks. So I can't do your homework, and if you don't believe, just do it, you know. But if you don't understand and you're incredulous or you know you're part of the system, then you don't want to hear from me. You don't want to even give me no juice, you know. But I'm glad you don't, because if you all knew, you'd all be stampeding like them people at the Indy Bank. These stories ain't going to go away, folks, and they have to do with banking. Mm-hmm. Now, we got this here, Bronfman family. Oh, man. And the old man, he's still alive. The one that gave birth to the son, Sam, and the other one, I don't know. But they backing Obama. Give him a lot of money. This is Canada now, United States. This is old Jewish money. We're talking about the World Jewish Congress. Mm-hmm. Well, this is Mossad money. This is it. Everybody keeps saying, oh, he's a Muslim. Uh-uh, you might as well put a yarmulke on that young man. You might as well put a yarmulke on that young man and put him behind the desk. He's Israel all the way. That's why he had to distance himself from everything. He had to distance himself from everything. He used his church, and then he distanced himself because he's with them. Now, do I sound crazy, or maybe I might be putting a little spin on this? But this is what they do. They do this all the time. But in order for Obama to be getting any money, you know he got to be. And I'm not anti-Semitic. I'm just anti those people out there that are trying to get ahead through being Jewish and then bouncing and hitting everybody else upside the head who ain't, and knowing that Israel is nothing more than a ploy and a nation is being used by the United States of America and Britain to cheat all of those Arabs out of their oil. And that's just the way it is. I was reading an article today, and it said, you know, America, forget being superior. Why don't you just try to be equal to other people? Help other people become, and we become equal, and let's be fair. Uh-uh. Could you imagine if America started being fair? Well, the only reason that we're in this mess right now is because we've been trying to keep advantage up. Oh, we got to be ahead of everybody. Well, here it is, folks. We're going to be ahead of everybody. We're going to go down so fast, it's going to make 1929 look like a cakewalk. I mean, it's going to make the Trade Center look like it was taken from here to eternity to hit the ground. Because we're talking about one push of a button, folks, and now the software has been refined, and those ticky-tacky technicians that like to hack into software, You understand that this promise software is this software, why they always talking about Osama bin Laden. You know, they know where he is, and he knows where everything else is in America. And if he wanted to monkey around, he could. But this is what I mean by the false flag. See, Saudi Arabia had been a friend of the British and a friend of America for a long time until Israel come along. Then they had to choose up, you know. And even this, like I said, this little phony Operation Liberate Iraq and all of these things like that, these were all just there put in place to save Bush's boys from prosecution. As if we wasn't having a war, we certainly would be trying to look to see where the money come from. But once the war starts, everybody got to get busy, support the troops, everybody. Nobody wants to bring up something like, oh, you know, George Bush's son, the president, he just basically stole $4.6 billion, or $4.6 million, I'm sorry, $132 million. These things add up, folks, especially if you do it over time, and then if you come from a family that's been doing it over time. You can understand who can manipulate the stock market. You can understand where the money's going. Matilda, 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 she take the money and run Venezuela. Yeah, they're on their way to South America with a road that goes all the way up to Central America, all the way up to Canada. Can you see them all tied in? Can you see the national ID chip in your skin? Can you see that machine that can read that chip? Can you see them with their electromagnetic frequency pulsers locking into that chip? And you see us all just jumping up and down for no joy? Uh-huh. The boss is in a mood tonight because I ain't playing. This stuff's getting serious, and y'all out there having fun, having buds, smoking joints, drinking beer, doing what you need to do, and paying awful money, you know, and they made it a little easy on you. They got reduced the oil down, and this is an opportunity for those of you who got a whole lot of nothings, even if it is for the silver guys. It's going up. It's really going up. You're not supposed to have a guest tonight, but I guess he turned over and went to sleep. But that's okay, because I guess it's been a stressful week. I was on her show, TalkShoe.com. She had Prayer Warriors and also End Organized Crime Now, and boy, oh boy, did I have a good time over there. Just my kind of people. She was enlightening me, and I went and did some research, and let me tell you, folks, those weapons and things that are driving people crazy, they're not crazy. There are U.S. patents out there today that are being applied and have been granted. They can do the kind of things that Miriam was telling me about that I was like, oh my goodness, voices in your head. People, you know, following you around, you know, sending you bills and doing all kinds of things. And when I started thinking about this software that they have, how intricate it is, it's possible. And so I had to look at it, and I've been fascinated ever since I invited her on the show to bring it. I got other people that are going to be coming on the show. They're going to be talking about some real incredible things that make sense to you all as to why y'all paying $8 and some odd cent for a money order from your bank, you see what I'm saying, and why the taxes are so oppressive, and why the president now is, although his face is turned down, he has to admit to the fact that we are approaching, if not in, a recession. We already know it, and if it get any worse and we don't begin to pay our bills, we're going to be in a full-fledged depression. Now, I don't know what that looked like in 1929, but I know this. When the stock market crashed in 1929, my parents hardly looked up, and it hardly affected them. But today, if the stock market was to crash, it definitely will suck every last bit of your savings, all of your 401ks. And think about that, 401, you know, adds up to 5, which is change, and K, okay, 5K. What I'm saying to you is that I don't want you to run the banks. I want you to stampede them if you could, because that money in the bank ain't yours anyhow. But if you can get it out before they keep it, you can at least maybe buy yourself some survival gear or get yourself a couple of snacks or something before the end comes, because the end of the world is coming now, you see. Or is it that you're all just too darn blind? But you could just sit back and relax, have another cup of tea, and don't pay the boss, no mind. That's right. Don't pay me, no mind. Mm-mm. But this is Mission Possible Radio Hour, and I am the boss, RJ, and this is bbsradio.com. And you know, I've been given a task to do here in Hawaii. I love Dr. Lennon Horowitz, and you know the live H2O.org concert is coming up. I want you to type in live H2O, don't put a zero, put an O, .org, and go over there and check out all the wonderful things that are happening and how it's growing. If you're here in Hawaii, Reverend Roxy's going to be taking over the Hawaii contingency, and we're going to be starting. We've got 11 months to plan this. I plan things in 2 weeks, so I know that we can do this, but I'm going to be putting my 2 cents in over on that site in the coming weeks as to what we plan to do here in Hawaii, so some of you may want to come over here and plan, if you can still get here, with the airlines and everything being what they are today, to imagine yourself booking something for 2009. I think we have to wait another, for those people that want to book it, I don't even think they take reservations yet, 11 months. I think it has to be like 10 months in advance. It might be 11. I know it has to be under that. So now you can book your reservations. Make sure you pay the insurance for the changes because you never know what's going to happen anymore. I learned that lesson on my trip to Thailand. Let me tell you how incredible this here software is, because I can't stop talking about it since I don't have a guest tonight. This Promise software and the whole history behind it, if you just type it in, you can see why it is. Vince Foster died, why a lot of other people died, why Waco had to happen, the whole thing with Janet Reno, the arms, drugs, smuggling in Mena, Arkansas, the depositions, the people that were going by the wayside, but still, and none of it seemed to affect Bill Clinton. These asbestos men, Bill and Hillary, they're able to parade around in America as if they are just the darling of the darlings with all the power. But the power that they hold is temporary. And once you all wake up, you'll be just like, back them down. You know what I'm saying? With your words. Back them down with your letters. Back them down with the insistence that the journalists on these mainstream, let's start bombarding them and telling them, yo, puppets over there. I'm your puppet. You know that old song and stuff like that. This is 68, no, this is 2008, yeah, and we're going to have to do something because these conventions are going to go down, and I'm not an agent provocateur, no, I'm just a citizen who is getting ready to watch some of the most incredible dog and pony shows ever to be televised or streamed in the world, but mark my words, when you watch them talking, ask yourself if they'll pray for Senator Paul Wellstone and his whole family who died in the airplane crash. Go find out who he is, Wellstone. Or will they pray for all of their side that has done all the heinous crimes from Guatemala overthrows, presidential assassinations, aiding Castro, then want to take him out, changing your mind, here and about. Dirty tricks of the 70s, Democrats not saying a word. Everybody just keeps on moving and it keeps on grooving. Then you get to Carter. Oh my goodness. Then it really, the arms started flowing. And the oil and everything. And these people just march on. You get to it. All of it. Murder. This is what America's about. So all of you out there on this nice day, July 20th, think about Vincent Foster. He thought America was great, too. Think about what he said. It's important. He says, what about your reputation? Well, Clinton don't care about his reputation. Oh, this guy Bronfman, this one that's still alive, born in 1930, got a bunch of sons who are in the movie industry and bought up a whole bunch of stuff with their money. It's incredible what these people have. But the families that are back in, it's funny because this man had 4 marriages, 3 wives, and 7 children. He took over the American branch of the Seagrams as CEO in 1975. That would put him right there at the time of Ford and Carter. He acquired Tropicana Products, Dole, worldwide juice business, and retired in 1994. Mm-hmm. He remains the chairman of the board worth $2.7 billion and president of the World Jewish Congress, led the campaign to force the Swiss bank to hide their accounts, basically, not tell on who has what money where. Isn't that power? Not to investigate banks. You know, this is where we got to go with this, folks. I'm just Mission Possible, but, you know, we do have the live H2O, and when you think about that, Dr. Len is so busy that he don't have time to be dealing with anarchist type things and what people are doing out there to bring down the government and everything. He's praying. And he's speaking about his concert and gathering up the forces so that we can intone and tune in to the infinite creator. But you know, this is Mission Possible, and this is where I get to talk about all the things that are here and have gone before. And tonight it was about Vince Foster, so I don't want you to forget him. It's really true. It's so important that I wanna repeat what he said, because I think today it is so important for us to think about this, because it's very hard to do. And that is, quote, and this is for you, Vince: the reputation you develop for intellectual and ethical integrity will be your greatest asset or your worst enemy. You will be judged by your judgment. There is no victory, no advantage, no feat, no favor which is worth even a blemish on your reputation for intellect and integrity. Dents to your reputation are irreparable. Don't know. Somebody call and tell me how you say it. Well, you say irreparable, I say irreparable. Oh. Many, many lawyers. And then I'm looking, you know, I go and I say, well, is more people dying? Oh, yeah. Do more people have to take the bullet and bite the bullet? Well, Webster Hubble did. Ain't that something? As Vince Foster, he worked for Rose. And so did Webster Hubble, and so did Hillary. But it was Hubble that took the fall. He's the one that bowed his head and said, yeah, I took money, yeah. But if you talk to Larry Nichols, and type Larry Nichols into the search engine, I know he's somewhat of an entrepreneur of such, and he don't want to speak unless he gets paid, but he knows a lot. He knows a lot about Arkansas. So did Vince Foster. But somehow or another, Vincent Foster's dead and Larry Nichols is still alive. I find that interesting. I know Don Nikolov finds that interesting, too, on Evident Footprints. Anyhow, y'all out there, it really is a pleasure to be able to speak to you every week about these false flag operations and about these OSS monsters that are still around and black propaganda and Guatemalan overthrows and all the rest of this that comes with it. And it is also great to be able to give you a little wisdom as it comes out of the book that says, don't you worry about a thing. Oh, no, that's Stevie Wonder. Anyhow, I'm really... You got to take a little break from the intensity of it all, you know. If that made you chuckle, then I did my homework there in terms of what would make you laugh. But know that I am on... Oh, my goodness, I'm just loving it. Beep, beep.
Hello. It's Jeremy saying it's irreparable. I have a real quick question.
Thank you, Jeremy.
About Neil Bush you mentioned.
Yes.
There's Homestead Savings and Loan, and I'd understood that they gave developers like these third loans and stuff, huge amounts on completely undeveloped territory that was all defaulted. But weren't there thousands or even tens of thousands of individual accounts right up to the limit that is bailed out by law, the $100,000 limit? Weren't there thousands or tens of thousands, like, in the same name, like the Bushes? I wonder if you know anything about that.
Well, I only know that tonight we were talking about the Promise software.
Yes.
That if it is possible to do, it is that software they are utilizing that a lot of people have died for. You know, his brother, Jeb,
yes,
and his father have been stealing out of banks, I mean, going way back. And how they do it, I don't know. But everybody who looks into it ends up dead.
Well, thank you very much for clearing that up for me.
What was
really
it that I cleared up?
I really enjoyed the show.
What's that?
Thank you so much for clearing that up, and I really enjoy your show.
Oh, thank you, Jeremy. You
right.
got to come on sometime. You want to stay on, or are you going to get off? I know you're so shy.
I'm very shy. I'm going to get off.
Okay,
thank you
get
so
off.
Much. I will come on another time.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
All right. All right. My sponsor's talking to me. I have to find out if there's a question. No? Okay, then I will continue. Yeah, we're coming into the end of the show. Can you believe it? I only have 10 minutes left. And all I can do is tell you, do your homework. But I'm telling you, this whole connection of the Whacking Huts and the Justice Department and security and internal security and the whole thing, even Robert Gates, who is our CIA director now, he has a part in all of this. There isn't anybody that I can look at, whether it be in the Justice Department or in the executive office, that I haven't seen before. Now, I was wondering, well, I know that if we get McCain in office, it'll just be, you know, status quo. He'll throw out some old dinosaurs to make him throw a few bones, and he'll bring in a few centrist-type Democrats that are willing to be Southerners over and above any other allegiance, and also can toe the line when it comes to the foreign policy. Then I can see pretty much us all just being fleeced, slowly turned on each other. You can see the Congress, you know, it is what it is. And I am sad for most people who don't see it, you know, because of the irresponsible actions of a few who have been, I mean, and when we're talking about, we're not talking about a whole lot of people here, folks. We're talking about maybe, you know, maybe 8 at the most. Maybe 10 by now. They might have morphed and mutated. But basically, when you do your homework and you really go back a long way, when you can go back a long, long way and work your way forward, you start to see names and you start to see the sons and the juniors and the thirds and the fourths. And they all seem to be doing the same old. And I'm saying that that's got to stop. And when it stops, the killings will stop. When it stops, the coordinated terrorist attacks that are happening constantly all over the world will stop. You know? They got us confused. And I'll tell you something. I keep on saying Promise Software because a lot of you that do business, you know, you need to look at where your software is coming from because, boy, I'll tell you, maybe we do a whole show on that one dime. In the near future, since you all understand that, yes, it's possible. They've been stealing elections, and now that they have the Promise Software, which was supposed to be for a prosecutorial, you know, but the Justice Department, go and check it out. Inslaw case. Don't let me do your homework. But a lot of people die. And the other thing I want you to keep remembering about that Inslaw case and why a lot of people had to die is because there was a lot of skullduggery going on in the Defense Department. At the time that Cheney was the Defense Department head, and it had a lot to do with the Senator John Tower. It had a lot to do with the investigations that were going on. And that's why John Tower didn't get to be Secretary of Defense. And Cheney walked into this. Now, you can imagine this is the same man that walked into government at the time of Nixon. So even when you look at it all, and then you go and you look and you type in Hughes Aircraft, you can still see my main man, Howard Hughes, and Hughes Aircraft and Hughes Medical Institute all in the middle of all of this stuff. You see, everybody knows who it is. Like I said, everybody knows. But what is this that stops us from, you know, really just stepping up to the plate? What is it? I know what it is. It's fear, and more fear. And the very people that tell us we don't have nothing to fear are the people that we are supposed to be fearing. The only person that I know that I should fear, is God. And I was hoping that God might take care of this situation, but I guess I need to pray some more. So I pray to God that all of us will at some point come to our group mind and we will eliminate these people from our serious lives. I mean, we're coming into a time where it is so uncertain and tensions all around the world that if we have software out here that can suck information and data out of any system, go in secretly and come out the back door, they can mess with your banking, they can mess with the military, they can mess with your medical records. What my guest is going to be talking about tonight is about targeting individuals. All you have to do is speak out, just like I'm speaking out on this television, on this radio show right now, and they have blips and beeps and they carry and they're listening to every word I'm saying, and they can decode it, and they can play it back, make a transcript of it. There isn't going to be any trial. It won't be a question as to whether or not. It'll be, oh, you mentioned few air explosives, or you mentioned digital airbrushing, or you mentioned promise software, or you called the president a crook, or you did this, or you did that, and boom, there you go. Free speech is out. We already know free speech, so anybody that's speaking now must be a prophet, huh? Must be a public expounder. That's what I am, a public expounder, and my name is Boss R.J. And that's all really that is important, is that what I say, you can check it out. And what I say is not disinformation. It is the information that is going to give you a clue as to where all your money went and why it is that you're sitting in a containment center and why it is that your electronics don't work and why it is that they blowing holes in the sky and holes in your eyes and try holding you down and putting all kinds of things into your body. They ready, because this is the Nazi world that they've created, and it's almost finished. I don't know where you go after this, because they in every country. They done set up every government, and they've set up every adversary against the government. That's how busy. That's why they have to have someone like George Bush Sr. be the crisis management behind the scene. Him and Bandar Bush, false flag, looking like Saudi Arabians, but really trained by Americans, thinking they doing something for their country. Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, and I'll show you one nasty living room. You're listening to BBSRadio.com. Next week I hope to have a guest. Maybe it'll be Jeremy. Maybe it'll be somebody else. Or maybe I'll just dress you down some more. But right now all you need to do is understand that we are marching off to Zion. No, Obama says he's going to send 10,000 troops to Afghanistan. Let's do it, okay? Let's do it, because you know you have to have the transit fees. You can eliminate that. You can eliminate the pipelines, you can do everything, you can just send it through and over to Tel Aviv. And use Israel for as long as you need to use it, and when it's over, blame the Arabs for bombing it, and boom, there you go. By that time, you will have figured out how to charge us for getting oil out of a rock. No, I mean shale. Or maybe you will have disturbed the Alaskans, or maybe you'll put more of those sea platforms out there to satisfy America's greedy need for all their oil. I'm trying to cut back. I'm trying not to go to that pump. You need to try to. We need to change. And I don't mean the way that Obama's talking about changing. I mean serious change, folks. Not chump change. Serious change. And you have to demand that reform that is so needed in this here country. And you have to understand about what it is to have these people fooling us and having our boys running around in the desert for no good reason other than protecting pipelines and stealing the natural resources from countries. You know the boss is serious about these things and the investigation. This is the stuff that we're dealing with, and they are really, really serious about what they do. And when we are serious about what we need to do, then and only then will we upset their little party. And you know how much they don't like to be upset. So look for the long, hot summer to be what it is, long and hot. And then ask yourself, what will you do? And the other thing I want you all to know is this, is that the boss is going to continue to do this, and to air these, and to make them available to you, so that you can hear. Because those of you who are not being invited to the party because you're too old, see, this is another one of those Kennedy things. Obama is picking the youngsters. They're picking the youngsters. You see what I'm saying? And I'm like, this is the reason why the youngsters are backing him, because this is their only way to get in and say what they have to say. But remember what generation this is. And remember that what generation it had that me too, I don't care generation. Just give me mine generation. This is what we are dealing with, America. This is what we're voting into office, America. And so, with that, I run a tight show. And you know what happens? I have to do it because, you see, I'm uploading these and an hour is an hour. And an hour in where I come from is 55 minutes. So with that, I'm going to say this. America, great is this day for all of you who have kept faith. And dreadful for others, for that is their faith. Someone said long ago we would have to decide exactly when we would take this ride. Someone said surely down on earth it would be a mystery. So we filled the earth with clues because we knew even then who would win and who would lose. Check out live h2o.org. Check us out on the Insight Hour on Tuesday, same time, same bat channel, bbsradio.com. Oh, I know I didn't sign up for Phase Off Music, Don, but would you give me a little music to go out with as we do this? Because I'll tell you something, folks, I love you, and I'll be back next week. And remember Vincent Foster, he had 3 children and a wife, and they deserve to know what happened to their father. Amen to that. Love you all. Be back at you next week.